following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
Have you ever been that lonely guy standing in the corner of a bar, lacking the confidence to approach a beautiful woman or even defend yourself if needed? Well, this is the book for you. Bar Jitsu, the American Art of Bar Fighting, filled with tips, techniques, and stories aimed to help you become the barroom stud that you've always wanted to be. Pick up your copy of Bar Jitsu, the American Art of Bar Fighting, online or at a bookstore near you.
Pre-order Bar Jitsu, the American Art of Bar Fighting, now on Amazon through barjutsu.com. That's barjutsu.com. Also find them on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Hey, this is Zebra Kid Joey Janela, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast. Woo, baby! Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to what should be an epic episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
I'm Tony.
I am Eddie.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, I'm Matt.
And we have two special...
I'm Matt. I'm Matt. I'm Matt. Hey, guys, I'm Matt in the bathroom.
It's starting already. Right, Matt?
Already.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure tonight of being joined by Christine and Kathy, the PWS Sign Girls.
Yes!
And I think we have an opening number that we want to start with.
He's a Haas.
Oh, my God, brother.
That final scream. Man up, Lillian. Jesus.
Dude, that was a slobber knocker.
Hey, Fred, what do you have to say about that one? our good buddy Uncle Fred. Uncle Freddy died.
So Charlie Haas is most known for knocking Lillian Garcia off the apron.
Yes.
As he should be.
As he should be.
Yes.
And that is all. And he is a dead
Describe
man.
Your career, Charlie Haas, in an epilogue. Oh, I beat the shit out of Lillian Garcia, and that was it.
And that was it. Came back for a big push, grew my hair long, looked great, knocked her off the apron.
It was definitely a car wreck.
Yeah, it was a car wreck. And that that wasn't even appropriate.
Yes, it was. His career went nowhere.
Shit, where's the warlord?
Hey. Yeah.
And then the Charlie, warlord came in.
Hey, Charlie, how's your career? God, I love this thing.
Wow.
Matt's going to be so happy that
I tried out for the Price is Right once.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
But you have to try out.
Yeah,
how do you try out?
Something?
Because I went to Atlantic City and they drew my name and I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Did we lose the other lap? Something?
The so Iwata? What, you tried out to be a contestant?
Yeah.
It went off. Oh, wait, I thought they just do that shit randomly.
No.
Is the power in?
I don't know. That's stupid.
Yeah, check to make sure it's plugged in.
This is like luck,
turned man. Off.
We lost.
No. I thought it was like when the big old dude announced your name. I thought that was the first time that you knew that you were gonna get chosen.
You mean Bob Barker
or no? The other Rob something. Rob Roddy.
Oh, Rob Roddy.
Oh, Rob Roddy.
Rowdy Roddy Roddy.
Oh yeah, Rob. Hot Rod dude.
It's not the same without Bob Barker.
No.
He was in the headlines today. Like the headline, it was a big picture of Bob Barker.
Was he neutering a cat?
Probably. But he just says, I want to die with no money. That's what the headline was, I swear to God.
And that's when Tony should hit the button.
Drew Carey fails, too. He is the worst. He's the host now, you know.
Yeah.
The drizzling shit. Let me tell you something.
Awful.
I the one episode that I caught, I don't mean to bring the mood down.
Oh, Jesus.
It was one of those episodes where somebody guessed
course he does.
Where somebody won both showcases, but they guessed like the exact price or something on both of them. And it was the first time, it was the second time ever in the history of the show that somebody did that. The guy had no emotion. He's like, oh, this is the second time this has ever happened. This is awesome.
That was it?
Yes.
Wow.
That was it.
God, it's already
That's
old.
Like
was,
it,
was you telling the story the equivalent of the actual moment?
Yes, cause, yes.
Because that lacked a lot of emotion as well, Eddie. Yeah, Tony.
Whoever, Eddie,
you, whoever you are.
Well, like, I try and win radio contests and stuff, and, like, when people win, they're like, oh, yeah, man, thanks. I'm like, when I win, I'm like, yeah!
Well, speaking of winners...
Winners.
We have a winner, actually.
Do we? I'm not much of a winner. I just spilled my water all over your floor.
Can't take him anywhere.
Ugh, I never could.
I'm a messy baby.
We, over the next 2 weeks, we have Hall of Famers coming on the show.
So has
yes,
it been
we have
it's a, outed?
We
it's...
have well, we have a winner, but they don't know who they are yet.
Okay, are we doing that on the show today?
Yeah, we might as well announce it now.
Yeah. Let's do it.
The cat's out of the bag.
Next week on the show, we are having Hall of Famer, Four Horsemen member James J. Dillon.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we score.
And in 2 weeks, we have UFC Hall of Famer and World's Most Dangerous Man, Ken Shamrock.
Wow.
And I can see by the look on Christine's face that she can give three shits.
No, I'm actually surprised. I forgot about JJ. I thought it was Shamrock and someone else. Another...
Well, actually, the person who won the prize is refusing to accept it.
Who won it?
It was Lopez.
He already won his prize.
Handsome Dan?
Oh, Handsome Dan got it right.
Who leaked it to him? Which one of you guys leaked it to him?
No, nobody did.
I don't
did.
Know nothing.
Oh, no. We'll take him to WrestleMania last year.
That's yeah, okay.
We'll
that's...
Yes, we'll take
we'll
him,
take him to WrestleMania last year.
I don't understand why that
seats.
Laptop died. That's going to suck.
That really does suck.
Maybe the, maybe the laptop... Oh, I can't that's even say
it. I was actually going to bring mine today.
It died before I spilled water.
Sure.
So I
great
can't
going, Eddie.
I
so let's start with some wrestling talk. Who watched TNA's Bound for... What was it? Bound for Glory over the
yeah.
weekend?
Bound for Bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Bound for shit.
You know...
Yeah. Bound you know, for I, nowhere.
Let me start right off the bat with this. People that have been bitching about Dixie Carter need to fucking just forget about it. Seriously, what is she doing right now that Vince McMahon hasn't done or any other authority figure hasn't done before in wrestling?
She's doing it badly.
Fine, but at least they're doing something. They're trying something. Like, everything they try, nothing works.
Nothing works.
So, why not? So, they're at the point right now where they just need to keep trying something.
That's
until
a terrible
it
business model that you just decided yeah. that they're out there. Everything they do never works. Stop bitching at them.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Like, that's how businesses fail.
But
when you try and nothing works.
Point taken, but they need to keep trying. I mean, to just stick with things that aren't working, I mean, what does that solve?
Before I send this over to the sign girls, I think what TNA needs to do is they need to just start from scratch.
What, like WCW did in 2000?
Yeah, but
that
really.
That was awful, though.
Yeah, but that was WCW 2000.
You know what? I can't
that
say that
was
awful.
That was on TV.
Yeah.
Let me take that back. They actually had something that they were trying that was different that seemed to might have been working for a little bit. They were at least bringing in new guys and pushing young stars. You know? I mean, they still had your Ric Flairs. They still had your Shane Douglases. But they were bringing in guys like... Mark Jindrak, Sean O'Hare, Chuck Palumbo.
Oh, we're back to
know.
WCW now.
Yeah, yeah, but
okay.
But that's what, but so it worked a little bit. So maybe TNA just
it
finally...
worked. But those guys were even at that point were put on TV way too soon, and
yeah,
even...
but I don't think they had a choice at that point because
oh, maybe not
because the problem. I mean, we could go into this for days, but
yeah.
WCW's thing
for days,
was,
yo.
The guys that were on top, they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing because they held so much power. But at least in 2000, they were like, you know what? Fuck these guys. I mean, didn't they job? What was it?
They jobbed Hogan to Kidman.
Yeah, but no. Aside
and
from
Sting
that,
to Vampiro.
Yeah,
but Buff Bagwell and Lex Luger got their shit pushed in by fucking what was it? Jindrak and O'Hare.
Yeah, but
they
no one like bought into it.
I know, but at least like they were trying to like give these young guys like something.
But
you
I
know
TNA right now they're doing this now with they are because they are pushing new talent and you saw that on Bound for Glory with Robbie E and Godders and those guys, but they're doing it because. They have no choice in the matter now.
Yeah.
They've been backed into a corner where they are so financially strapped, they have to grow from within the shit pool that they have.
plucking from the shit pool.
And I didn't mean that. Like, I honestly didn't mean that.
That's the name of the show.
Weeding the shit out of the shit.
Plucking the PWS sign girls are plucking from the shit pool.
I didn't even mean that from like a totally negative way. It was just the words that came out of my mouth.
That's what it is, though. They are plucking from the shit pool.
But for the most part. They had a good thing going for a while. TNA was my favorite show to watch.
I liked it back, like years back when Raven was prominent in it.
Like Ring of Honor?
I never liked Ring of Honor.
Oh, come on.
Never liked Ring of Honor.
Rules
maybe
the rules,
like
bro.
In 2004, 2005. When they had all the guys that are in WWE now.
True. But that's like saying that you liked ECW in like 98, 99.
I did. ECW in 98. You did?
Me too.
I've always liked ECW. Yeah. There wasn't a period where I didn't like ECW.
Come on, bro. Once they started getting like Chili Willy and all those guys.
I like Chili Willy.
I like Chili Willy too, but there were a lot of other guys that were like, you know, Chili McFreeze. Not going anywhere.
Chili McFreeze. Sign girls.
Yes.
How do we fix TNA?
How do we fix the
last? First of all, get rid of Hogan.
Get rid of Hogan.
Instead. Get rid of Hogan.
Oh, he's gone.
He's got to retire.
Yes, absolutely. $35,000 or so in appearance?
I have no clue. I hear different numbers thrown out all the time.
Kevin Matthews seems to know the exact
he's
figures.
Got definitely does. He definitely
of everyone's salary in TNA.
You see, she's Dixie Carr is even trying to promote a t-shirt. Who the hell's going to buy that shit?
She's trying to promote a t-shirt?
She has a t-shirt. Really? Kevin Matthews posted it on his Facebook.
Oh, God. What does it say?
Dixieland.
Really?
Yes. Awful.
So bad.
It's not even good to wipe your ass with. Didn't you call the Wizards once from the bathroom? Yes, I did, actually, the first
that
time
was
I ever
like
called
7 months ago.
And he said, are you on the shitter? I'm like, I'm actually in the bathroom, but...
Yeah, you were on the shitter, don't lie.
Shitter's full. The shitter was full. I can't get into TNA. You know, I got into it, I guess, maybe like a year ago, a little bit, just out of curiosity, just to see what they were doing, but I can't keep my attention. I can't. You're on.
I couldn't tell if I was on. Yeah, I dig invasion angles. I always have. Like every time there's like an invasion angle, I love it. Like NWO, Nexus. I loved Aces and Eights. I really did. But and that's when I watched it like religiously when they first started coming out and revealing guys and all that stuff. And just I love beatdowns. I love brawl. I love chaos. So that's when I thought it was the best ever. But then they really started losing me with it. I guess like. The guys that they actually brought in. Like, I had no problem with Garrett Bischoff and Wes Briscoe.
Uh-huh.
And even no problem with Mike Knox and Luke Gallows and Diva. Actually, I don't think I had a problem with anybody now that I think about it.
Yeah?
I don't think I had a problem with anyone being
everyone
in that group.
They revealed.
But then they dropped it, and then, like, they kept dropping guys and not replacing them. So it's just like, all right, how are you a motorcycle gang with Bully Ray and Garrett Bischoff and Mike Knox?
And Taz.
And
And Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, but he's gone really, too, though, isn't he?
Don't like.
He's the laziest
Anderson.
Man. In
honestly, he had a great last match though. Him and Bully Ray, that match was awesome.
I think they re-signed him.
No, he had that match because he wants to go back to WWE. That's why he had that match, or he wants to make it. He wants to put himself out there so he can commandeer some more money on the independents.
Well,
at least
it's been a while.
It has been a while. But Randy Orton's still in WWE, you're not going to see Kennedy back.
We talked about it last week, and we had heard late in the show that Hulk Hogan had re-signed, and it came out very shortly later that wasn't the case, that Hogan still hasn't re-signed with TNA.
Good.
So yes.
Good.
Hopefully that doesn't mean he's showing up on WWE anytime
soon. It's 100% what it means if he doesn't sign with TNA.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
How long do you think he'll be around? Do you think he'll make Mania?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If
one
does.
More match with. They were talking that Sting has a better chance of getting signed than Hogan, that they're really pushing for Sting again.
I heard they lowballed Hogan.
I would lowball him too. Why not?
Yeah. Seriously.
Hogan, it used to be WWE needed him once in a while, but they don't need him anymore. So now the ball's in their court.
Well, what they're doing now for like WrestleMania 30 being like this huge thing again. Like WrestleMania is always huge. We all know that. But like 30 years, like this, they're loading up on nostalgia shit. So I really think that they want Hogan for that. But, again, I don't know. Especially with the video game coming out, like, Hogan's a main part of that.
Yeah.
So I think they want him. But, I mean, they're not going to spend what TNA spends.
No way.
For him.
No way.
I mean, they have the ability, but they're not going to do it.
No, they won't. Definitely not.
I don't
He's not
so.
Worth that much money anymore.
Is Hulk Hogan worth money, Sign Girls?
Not
He's
anymore.
Got value. I just don't know what he's worth.
Nobody Shit. Does.
I just Nothing. Can't even picture Sting in Sting. WWE.
Maybe for a match.
Well, I never thought I'd see Bruno Sammartino in a WWE event again, and hell's bells,
at
it happened.
At least he's not wrestling. Yeah, that's true.
Yet.
Honestly,
we checked Sting. We should change that.
Honestly,
yeah, absolutely.
If they, dude, listen, if they had Bruno versus Hogan at WrestleMania 30, Bruno carries that match, no problem.
At this point, you think he could still do
guaranteed,
something?
Guaranteed, dude. He's
headlocks and bear hugs. Oh my!
Yeah, but he looks, but he looks fantastic. Yeah, look at Hogan and how beat up he is. I mean, don't get me wrong. San Martino's beat up and he's had surgery.
I was about to say, are we looking at the same Bruno Sammartino?
Dude, Bruno looks awesome.
Even
he
Jimmy Snuka looks
awesome. Thank you for that.
Jimmy Snuka.
Jimmy Snuka might be going to jail yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're reopening that case, right?
Well, if not reopened.
Rumor has it that he murdered his girlfriend.
Well,
like in the '80s.
The story,
really?
Yeah, the story goes, and this probably cost him. This probably cost him the Hogan push. Because for years, everybody was like, you know what? Don't even plug that in. Don't worry about it. Oh, that's fine. Actually, you know what? Let me do
lower this. That a little bit.
There
Good.
You go. Even better. The story goes that Jimmy was on his way to a show.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Never mind. Just tell the story.
Oh, you want to play his music?
Yeah.
Oh, if start, I had it queued up, I would.
Sweet. Just start telling the story.
What are we doing? The 100th episode again?
Yes.
How bad was that?
That was great.
No, you're right. It was, but it was bad too.
It was tremendous. Picture it. Sicily, 1986.
There he was. Jimmy Snuka and his girlfriend. Picture it.
No, so they were driving through Pennsylvania to go to a show, and apparently the story goes that she fell and hit her head. And she said she was a little tired, but she was okay. So Jimmy went to go do a show. And when he came back, she was dead on the floor. Mm. So
D.O.F.
His story is,
everybody dies, you know.
No, but his story is that she slipped and fell. But, you know, they've always been trying to pin it on him that, like, maybe he roughed her up and wound up hurting her. There he is.
Brother. So it's going to be they reopened the case.
Well, I don't think they ever closed the case. I think they just made it clear that they were still investigating.
It's so long ago. They have nothing.
No statute of limitations on murder, my man.
True, but
yeah,
it is
super. You've
seen
Law and Order SUV.
Yeah, but...
SVU.
But,
all right, SVU,
even
SUV.
SUV.
Law and Order. Around in SUVs all day.
Law and Order. I'm Cherokee.
Dude, my last name is Hummer.
Hummer. Law and Order Hummer.
Well, I don't even own
Hummerville. Wait, isn't that SVU?
Yes! I am a special Hummer. Victim of a Hummer.
Brother.
So what's going to happen? Does Jimmy Snuka go to jail?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know there's no statute on murder, but what about manslaughter? Isn't there like 25 years on that?
Who knows?
So even if it was accidental, I don't know if they could even pin that on him at this point.
So you think he pushed her?
I think that they were having rough sex and he dove off.
He hit her with a coconut.
He tried to give her the splash off the dresser. And when she went to roll out of the way, she fell off the bed and banged her face on the nightstand.
Brother.
He said, oh my God, it's like a coconut.
You know what? Maybe we should have Jimmy Snuka on the show to tell us what happened.
I'm just going to tell you what the story that we know, that he didn't do it. It was an accident, but she just fell in her.
If Unsolved Mysteries was still on the air, this would be a great segment on that show.
Well, Junkyard Dog did once say, grab them cakes, and I guess he didn't.
I guess not.
Junkyard Dog also falls asleep.
He's
Junkyard
dead
Dog
too.
Also did once say, I would have made it to my daughter's graduation.
No, it's more like, I was going to...
Everybody does die, you know.
Yes. Yes. So it's okay to make fun.
Imagine, like, you ever see Turner and Hooch?
Yes.
When they found him, he was sleeping behind the wheel so long he had the Hooch fucking drool hanging off his face.
You know what another good movie is? They Live.
My
dad says that is the best fight scene he's ever seen.
It is a great fight scene.
Between Roddy Piper and the black dude.
Yeah,
it was so good that South Park recreated it.
Move, move for move.
Timmy and Jimmy.
Yeah, move for move.
Timmy.
No, wait, I know. Another good movie is Body Slam with Hot Rod.
Body Slam was awesome.
And the Tonga Kid.
Ready
to rumble. Yeah, Tonga Kid.
Ready to rumble. Oh, my God.
Captain Lou Albano was in that.
He was champion Captain David Arquette.
Captain Lou Moreno.
Oh, my God. Captain Lou Moreno. Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Sting. Wrestling was just so weird back then.
Sting. When Freddie Blassie used to call everybody pencil neck geeks.
Pencil neck geeks.
Dude, Charles Nelson Reilly hosted the fucking wrestling talk show.
Nelson. He had a good strong grip.
He's dead.
He had a good strong grip. You know, the Wizard messaged me on Facebook.
Oh no!
Oh good Lord!
Hey, yeah. Jay Silva asked me how good my grip was.
The Wizard?
Yeah.
He's just like a PWS diehard in love with getting full Nelsons. Didn't he pay people to give him full Nelsons?
Yeah, certain ones. I think the Carinos. Who else?
The Carinos. He got the whole family to give him fucking Nelsons.
It's a family thing.
Yeah, he paid people to give him full Nelsons. Yes.
Why do they call him the Wizard? Doesn't he know that that's our thing?
No.
I think he's just the Wizard. We're the
wizards. He's an unconventional wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're wizards as opposed to what a wizard is.
Like, you wizard?
It's like the difference between that's the
shit. Like a dirty term that I'm not aware of?
It's like the difference between that's the shit and that's the shits. See, like, the wizard is the shit. The wizard is the shits.
Okay, so we're clearly.
It's like reverse,
I mean, you guys are, reverse you, S's. You guys are cool and, yeah.
We're cool and stuff.
And we're the coolest pro wrestling podcast of
all. Listen, you guys reek of awesomeness. Yeah. Okay?
There it is.
You're welcome.
There it is. Thank you. Welcome. Yes.
No problem.
Yes.
No problem.
You're making our heads big.
You're welcome.
There was
literally.
There was a Puerto Rican joke in there somewhere when she said we're Rican.
By the way, aren't we supposed to be killing breast exams?
Oh, right. No.
Oh, yeah. Here's the story.
We put the kibosh on that.
We put the kibosh on the breast exams because people close to us and people that I'm friends with, unfortunately, have passed. And people I know have passed of breast cancer. And after thinking about it, I didn't really want to make light of the situation.
Yeah, and I think we kind of agreed with Eddie.
As awesome that segment would have been,
yes,
I came up with a better one.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good Lord.
Kevin looked directly at me.
Surprises, surprise.
Well, since you're on the couch,
he's turning red.
He's turning
red. I'm terrified.
We're doing a contest.
Oh,
no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, do we have any shirts to give away or anything? Any prizes?
I have a whole bucket load of shirts. I have Santino Morella medallions.
Okay, we'll do this.
I have Funkasaurus chains.
How about Santino dressed up as Elvis?
How about that?
That was pretty awesome. We can talk about Raw in a second. Yes. Eddie, what's your contest?
For a shirt. Okay, we'll do it for a shirt.
Sure.
For one of the sign girls.
Even though Kathy's already got one.
Since you have a nice,
I don't even have one.
Manly.
We got prizes.
Manly wizard on the cash next to you.
What are we doing? I have no clue what's going on.
I know. You just have to close your eyes and relax.
Dude. No.
No, it's fine. It's
no,
fine.
It's not.
We're doing a who gives the better massage contest.
I'm not a massage guy.
Yes.
No, you're not massaging. You're getting massaged.
You're getting massaged.
I don't want massages.
I'll get the massage.
Then Eddie will get the massage.
Then they'll have to fight for a shirt.
They'll have to fight for a shirt?
No.
Battle Royal?
We'll figure something out. Let's talk about Raw.
Okay, what about Raw?
We'll figure something out. Big Show commandeered the Titantron. Do they even call it that anymore? Is it like the Alliance Tron?
Whatever.
At the beginning of the show. Of course, they set up with the Usos and the Shield. Winners take on the Goldust Brothers. And I couldn't even think of their name.
Brothers.
The Rhodeses. So it turns out...
Who?
So it turns out... It went to a big schmoz, and it turns out that that's going to be your three-way dance at the pay-per-view this weekend.
I like it.
They had a contract signing, and this is the thing that caught me off guard. Triple H was saying that Daniel Bryan was, like, a great wrestler, but he kind of fills the role of, like, that guy who's never going to be the top guy, a la, and he named Edge, and he named Rob Van Dam, and one guy that he named that's been causing quite a stir is Chris Jericho. Mm.
Really?
Well,
I
now
watch the promo.
It may be one of those kind of like, you know, like they know that you know Triple H was going to say that, so they have a little ta-da back and forth.
Yeah.
So you know, Chris Jericho came back and he said something like, "Oh, thanks, Hunter. You know, hope you enjoy your future endeavors," and you know, some wise ass comment or some.
He
shit
said,
like
"I'll
that.
Tell you exactly what he said."
Okay.
He said that even throughout that, like he said that they were never the guy. That like Daniel, like Edge, they were always good hands, but they were never the guy.
Yeah.
And then Chris Jericho fired back, "Well, hey Triple H, throughout your whole push, I hope you realize you were never the guy either."
Did he say that?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said on Twitter. He said neither were you, and he's 100% right.
He is because
it was Austin, it was Rock, it was Taker.
Mick Foley even
Foley,
was ahead
yeah,
of him
it was,
for
yeah. Triple H was never the guy, like and he was 100% right about that. So kudos to Mr. Jericho.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I also heard Triple H caught a little bit of heat in the well, not heat, but people were upset backstage with the way he was burying Bryan.
Well, but that's the thing about Triple H. If you listen to him in every long promo he's done, he's always had to bury someone.
Yeah.
Always does, always will.
Maybe he has a little dick.
He just doesn't take things seriously, I don't think.
Don't want no short man.
We don't need to know what his shortcomings are.
Yes. Yeah, so that's probably why.
That was a terrible segment.
It was.
It would have been better. It would have been better if Shawn Michaels had gotten a little more involved a little sooner, saying that, like, hey, this is a guy that I brought up. I know he's got the goods, but he waited so long to talk shit to Triple H about it. Oh, here's another thing that pissed me off. When Shawn Michaels went into the locker room earlier in the show and he was talking about, like, hey, didn't we do shit like that like Big Show did? And boy, you guys have changed and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Triple H was, like, smiling when Shawn Michaels walked out. Mm-hmm. If somebody was shitting on me and telling me, like, I've changed, yeah.
You know, look a little pissed.
Yeah, get annoyed. Like, just, like, fucking just like a smirk. Like, ah, that's Shawn for you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he just can't take him seriously when he looks at him. He's got that fucking Kermit eye that's just, like, going into outer space.
Oh, Shawn Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
what happened to him?
Fucking got hit with too many fucking boards.
HV Shizzle?
God. Yeah, wow.
He just, yeah, and he even looks, like, thinner, too, you know?
He looks like something from the Swamp People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live
he
action.
Looks very backwood. Very backwood.
I used to have a crush on HBK, like, back in the day. Like,
of course you
did.
Oh, poo.
Yeah, so did I.
Really?
Yeah. He was my favorite wrestler.
He was mine, too.
He was the best. He was the best.
He was my favorite wrestler.
I was a Jannetty guy. That poor Jannetty guy. But that eye. Out of nowhere, just one day, it wandered off on its own, never to have returned to its rightful spot.
It's like, this place is too expensive. I have to leave and find a new place to live. That's
the eye that's looking for Jesus.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like, wow.
Give my right eye.
That's the eye that's looking for Jesus. Episode 123, looking for Jesus.
Looking for Jesus with
Jesus.
The sign girls.
That's right. Crossed our T's and lowercase.
Crossed our I's.
Lowercase J's.
Dot our T's and crossed our I's.
Crossed our
I's. Shut the Shawn Michaels story.
His suppository.
Jesus Christ.
He super kicks people out. He just misses. It's like a whiff every time. Hit the one in the middle. Hit the one in the middle, Rock. Hit the one in the middle. It's called sweet guess music now.
Wow. His new theme music is the Jeopardy, like the thing.
He's just kicking and the Jeopardy song is playing.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Lord.
What else happened on Raw?
That's it.
That's it.
I know Santino came out dressed as Elvis.
Elvis, Singer, Hornswoggle, and the Khali.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'm so sick of Great Khali.
Didn't Cesaro give one of the guys the giant swing?
Again?
Brodus Clay.
Did he get him up for it?
Yeah.
It looked good?
Somebody better call his mama.
Dude, you got Khali in that thing, man. You get anybody if you get Khali in that thing.
That's true.
He did the sweet tea also.
Yeah,
Tensai, he did. Sweet tea, Albert.
Whoever he is.
Whoever. Yeah. Same dude.
Matt Bloom.
So now they're going to a...
Wait, Matt Bloom, wasn't he in the Destruction Crew?
Wasn't Matt Bloom Albert's real name?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Wayne Bloom is Beverly.
Oh, yes. He teams up with Reno Riggins.
Yeah, they all team up with Reno Riggins in the end.
Who doesn't want to team up with Reno Riggins?
How about the Ambrose-Daniel Bryan match?
That was awesome.
You guys
that
watch
was pretty
Raw?
Good. Oh, that was really good.
Yeah.
That was a good match. I like Dean Ambrose. I like The Shield.
Yeah, The Shield's awesome.
They are
awesome. They're great workers. Dean Ambrose and Daniel Bryan, they go way back wrestling each other.
You got to try watching wrestling with my mother.
What now?
My mother watches wrestling.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to wrestle your mother.
No.
Now that would be awesome.
My mom still watches too. She says she refers to Dean Ambrose. So he's like, looks like a biker.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, like he should be coming out to like Midnight Rider or something.
Like a rhinestone.
Okay,
cowboy.
So let me tell you. So we know Lopez won the contest. Let me digress.
Aye, aye, aye.
I want to throw a question
Alrighty.
Out there real quick for somebody else to get the prize.
Get that soundboard up.
Should I ask who JJ Dillon's opponent was in
did
the
bull
rope match?
Did you just say Dusty Rhodes?
No, but nobody hears this till after the fact. Nobody's hearing this till after the fact. This is for us.
I wish we were live tonight.
What are you going to do? Shit happens.
Not be live?
No, fuck them.
That's easy. Just Google that.
Call a random person.
Yeah, let's call people.
Good morning.
People.
Lopez got it right, but he doesn't want the prize. So I'm suggesting that we should ask.
Suggestion. Wow.
Jesus
Playing
Christ.
Playing the role of Matt tonight will be Tony.
Oh, I'm Matt.
I miss Matt.
I miss him.
I miss him. I miss him. So, can I tell the story about how I tried to get Ahmed Johnson tonight?
Yes, please tell the story.
Yeah, I tried to get Ahmed Johnson tonight. So I'm
great call, story.
I call the number. And I just get this old lady answering an answering machine.
Hello?
Like, we can't come to the phone right now, so please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So I'm like, hi, this is Shiny Wizard Zeddy. I'm looking for Ahmed Johnson.
You're cutting a phone promo? Number?
Call me back. No one called back. So I don't think we really were speaking to Ahmed Johnson, Tony.
Oh, you think Bowman got played again?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the fact that it's Ahmed Johnson. He probably doesn't live by himself, and he's probably living with his like 92-year-old mother.
Because
he has no money.
Tony Norris is out taking the garbage out right now, earning his keep.
Hey, didn't you guys say that me and Christine are going to be in our walkers checking out PWS?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. That's all right.
Yeah, you will.
No, that's all right. Keep going.
We'll all be in our walkers checking out PWS.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll probably outlive everybody.
How'd you get turned on to PWS? How'd you find them?
I actually was the one who found them.
You know what? I want to go back in time.
Okay.
How did you guys meet?
We actually...
Oh, this is a great story. You don't know this?
I know it, but not everyone does.
I don't know it.
Okay, Kevin doesn't know it. This is for you, Kevin.
All right, cool. Like a long time ago, back in, what, 97?
96, 97.
Seven, when the wrestling magazines used to have...
Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
They used to have, like, pen pals.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually started out as pen pals, and then...
Through Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then a couple of years ago, we went to see TNA.
Yes. At the Monterey Rec Center.
The Powers of the Humma. That's me. We met then, and then we've been hanging out ever since.
After all those years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated had pen pal.
Yes, it did.
Yes.
And it brought people together and ultimately brought them to our studio.
That's awesome, right?
How crazy is that? Thank you, PWI. Yeah, thank you, PWI.
It was just like the old days of tape trading. People got to know each other the same way. They just started writing together. I got this tape, you got that tape, and that's how everybody got to know about this stuff in Japan, even back in, like, the 90s.
Kids have it so easy now, just fucking YouTube it.
That's what my nephew does. He's 10. He knows how to do all that stuff.
I think
that's a great evolution, though, that things are available on YouTube, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
so I
don't
even have my own YouTube channel.
It takes the fun out of it, like the scavenger hunt. You know, you're more proud to own the things back then.
I mean, that's true. Don't get me wrong.
You know,
there's still
like
people
you
that
held them
own
physically,
it.
Like the tapes. It was just so cool to get your hands on one.
I ordered, and this is not really the same thing, but when I first signed on to eBay, one of the first things I ordered was the Big Event. I got it from some guy in Canada who had it on VHS.
Oh, wow.
He taped it like from whatever pay-per-view feed it was or whatever, you know, wherever.
Is that the one in Korea?
No, it was the one at the exhibition center. Was it the Expo Center?
Yeah, the Expo Center.
In Toronto. It was headlined by Hogan and Orndorff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought we were still talking about Japan stuff.
No.
Yeah,
another
big
event.
Yeah, it was fun.
I still have a lot of my stuff on VHS. Actually, my dad has stuff on, wait for it, Beta.
Wow.
And
the man they call Beta. That's a master Beta.
It's Beta time.
Max actually still works. Me and my dad were hooking it up the other day, and we turned it on, and we found like old wrestling tapes from when I was like 5 years old, and I used to dress up as Cyndi Lauper. It's the truth.
Are there pictures of this?
There's video.
That's funny.
I'll have to dig that up
for a good laugh.
Yeah, why not?
For good laugh.
I just want to have fun.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, by the way, speaking of fun, since you guys were so nice to us, we just wanted to thank you for letting us be on your podcast. So here you go.
I'm going to grab
that.
Thank you. What is
that? Wow.
Jesus.
Look at me. I'm like stepping
you.
All over myself.
It's for Matt.
And unfortunately, Matt's not here.
Thank you. I'm going to open this right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Open it in front of the mic so you can hear it.
Surprises.
I got a paper cut.
Oh, no.
There's lots of animals. There's dogs and cats saying thank you. 3, 6, 12 times.
Animals.
Wow. Hold on. Matt, Kevin, Eddie, and Tony. Just can't say it enough. Thank you for having us on the podcast. You guys are awesome.
High five.
Get shit-faced on us. Kathy and Christine. And we got a gift card. for wherever we want to go, basically, right here.
You want to go to Chili's?
Chili's. Whoa, $50.
Yeah.
$50.
Wow. You girls are fantastic.
Dang, you didn't have to do that.
We're going
to
have you on every week.
We're just nice girls.
Yeah.
Well, nice young girls.
Dude, we're going to have like a four-man bro date.
Yeah, we will. You know what? You're the first guest to ever bring us anything.
And
that's awesome. See, we said
fantastic.
Yeah, that is really awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
Wow. I'm glad I thought of it.
I'm genuinely touched by
it. I am touched. That's ridiculous.
This is really great.
Do you have something else for them?
We do, actually.
I was going to say, speaking of touching, isn't it breast exam time?
We're not doing that.
I forgot.
Well, you know, our name is the Sign Girls, after all. And did you think we were going to show up without making you guys a sign?
I was hoping you'd make us a sign.
Yes. We did.
Let's see this sign.
This is awesome.
This is pretty cool. Okay. Sorry if you got a lot of sparklies on your floor. I like glitter.
So does Matt. It's fine.
Okay, we're going to go with this aside first.
Tune into the wizards. They teach poodles how to fly. The dishes are done, man. Wheel of fish and the shitter's full.
Love it. UHF? How many? Those are all
That's
UHF references?
Awesome.
Yes.
That is
yes,
so
and
great.
Look, the picture has all of us. And Mr. Nigel. Hello.
Hello, Nigel.
Hello. Right. Hi, Nigel. That's going to be hung up right in the studio.
And...
Oh! That's... Shining Wizards. The breast... Now we have to do breast exams.
No, we're not doing it.
No.
Oh,
no,
that's
no.
So
we
awesome.
We know that. We know. We know.
We know, we're but cool.
Yeah.
We, you know.
That's fantastic.
That was awesome. Before the fact.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. And
guys
this
rock.
Is for you guys
We
to
love
keep,
this.
Seriously.
I almost
no,
want you
thank
to
you.
That. I almost want you to take that to the show on the 26th.
Put it back.
I'll take it to the show on
the
26th and put it right in my little section.
That would be awesome.
Aren't you vending...
I'll put that everywhere.
What's his name? Just Incredible.
Was that? Oh, yeah, I'll put it with
Oh,
Justin
we
made
him a sign, too.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's the man.
He is a cool
he is
dude.
Cool.
What did it say? Watch for flying chairs?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that a segue I shouldn't have gotten into? Stick.
We can get into that segue from what you've read.
Okay, yes, of course. apparently,
are we done talking about Raw?
Yeah, Raw.
Well, do you have notes for Raw? Anything else you want to bring up before we...
I don't know. I thought the Wyatts are awesome.
I love the Wyatts.
Wyatts
are
great. Dude, that was a great match.
No, nope, not on board.
Really work.
Dude, I'm talking about the match. I thought they kind of got stale too a little bit, but I think the match was awesome.
Those guys can go.
Harper and Rowan can roll, man.
Yeah, but I'm not pleased with Bray Wyatt. I don't like him. I don't think he's...
I'm a fan.
No, not into him.
We're here.
Not into him.
Follow
Sorry.
The Buzzards?
I really love The Miz, though.
I'm a Miz fan, dude.
Oh,
I love The Miz.
I love The Miz, too, but here's the thing. This is something I want to brought up, and since we're kind of not really all over the place, but we brought up The Miz. Before we get back to PJ, has any WWE champion from the past fallen further than The Miz? Think about
it. Didn't Jack Swagger?
Yes.
He was world champion.
Well.
But still champion regardless with WWE
true.
World champion.
Ziggler?
Still champion.
Ziggler? Yeah.
Van Damme?
Yeah.
Because Van Damme was a double champion and had it all taken away within a week.
That was his fault.
I understand.
That was his fault.
I understand.
I'm talking. I think Miz has fallen further than RVD ever has.
I know.
I agree.
Stan Stasiak.
What?
He was champion for like 7 days.
WWF champion.
What about Christian?
Days?
Oh wait,
Christian. That's a forgotten title reign. There was like two of them, right?
Yep.
Didn't he get the belt and like automatically Randy Orton?
Yeah, the next guy. He won it at
the
pay per view.
He had it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah, he had it. He beat Alberto Del Rio on the pay per view.
Okay, then let's not say biggest flop after champion.
Because he won the Intercontinental belt since
biggest flop since main eventing WrestleMania. Has there been someone worse that has fallen further down the card since main eventing a WrestleMania since The Miz?
Since The Miz?
I mean, we can go back
or,
a long.
You know,
we
I mean,
can
like,
go back a long. You're talking about like recent time? Like,
no, from back in time. Like,
from ever?
Ted DiBiase.
When they're still in their prime.
Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase never really fell.
King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy.
He main evented one WrestleMania, and the next one he was wrestling midgets.
What about Andre the Giant?
Andre the Giant main evented WrestleMania 3.
And
tournament in 4.
Yeah, 4 was kind of a main event spot, really.
What did he do in 5?
He wrestled Jake the Snake, and Big John Studd was the referee.
And then six was his last match.
Was
in
tag
WWE.
Match.
Six was yeah. He really didn't fall that far.
Not too. You know, Sergeant Slaughter.
No. Oh.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, dude, yeah. He became when they turned him face again. He was a jobber.
How
like,
about
he was a jobber?
How about Lex Luger? He went to opening against the Blues.
Yeah, that's right.
What about Bret Hart? No.
No.
No. Okay.
No, because Brett was on top for a while, but
yeah
his
true.
Fall was pretty rough, but that really was not a choice of his own.
But I think Miz now is super mid-card. Jobber.
He's mid-card personified right now.
Miz-card.
He's Miz-card.
I've been calling him Miz-card since after last WrestleMania.
I used to call him Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Miz.
Cheese Miz.
Well,
cheese
no, every Miz. Time I saw him when he was a heel, just misunderstood. I used to yell at him, Cheese Whiz! I don't know why.
That's hilarious.
Kind of looks like a Cheese Whiz.
Actually,
a bit.
Here's something funny. Since we're on the topic of Raw and stuff, I remember, well, I guess we can talk about John Cena.
Cena!
Well, actually, back a couple of years ago, I was at a show in Trenton, and me and my ex-fiance...
Oh, there's an ex-fiance?
Yeah, I was engaged once.
Oh, wait. All right, we need to go there.
Rewind. As John Cena used to do his prototype. Rewind. Is this a touchy subject?
Yes. Yeah, is it?
It's okay.
Let her tell the story first.
All right.
And then
you guys can harass
then
me.
Then we can harass. Exactly. You took the word right out of my mouth.
No, it was cool because a couple of years ago, we were... on the floor section, because, you know, I win stuff, and I happen to win tickets to Raw, so, because nice. I like radio contests, and I win, so, you can ask Christine, she's seen the door.
You gotta be in it to win it.
Yeah, darn right. So, anywho, back to what I was saying, so, I was out in the crowd, and I think it was Rob Van Dam and somebody else beating the crap out of each other, and all of a sudden, I feel this tap on my shoulder, and I told my ex-fiance, wait, I'll be right there, and he's like, I'm not tapping you on the shoulder. I'm like, what? I look right behind me, and guess who's in front of me? John Cena.
John Cena?
He's like, excuse me, ma'am, I don't want to hit you. I'm like, I don't care, you can hit me if you want to.
What the hell was John Cena doing out there? Was he fighting Rob Van Dam?
Yeah, he was fighting Rob Van Dam. I think it was like the Cena. Beginning of like the old East Vince's ECW. So that was pretty cool.
Well, that is pretty cool. Yeah.
You know, I detect a little sense of like, oh, like for ECW under Vince McMahon. But when that shit first started, dude, I was enjoying it.
Were you?
When they first brought it up and it was the old guard against the new guys.
No.
I don't like ECW under the WWE.
No, I liked it originally.
The original ECW was the best.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what really killed it for me? When the Sandman won that fucking general manager battle royal. But fucking,
to only have William Regal.
Honestly,
oh my God.
I sat there watching it and the crowd was going apeshit for the Sandman. And I was like, you know what? Raw might be fucking hilarious if the Sandman was the general manager.
Would have been awesome.
That would have been a great part for him.
Yeah, that would have been
awesome.
And it was all taken away within 10 seconds. He said, well, Vince fucked up again.
Yeah.
I really wanted Sandman to be the general manager
of Raw.
That would have been awesome.
It fit. It would have been so great. It would have been something different with a fucking established guy who's a no-bullshit kind of guy, wouldn't be afraid to fight somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, well.
I know. Missed opportunities. Okay, so... We heard about John Cena getting almost knocking
the
Hummer down.
We found out that you were once engaged.
Yes.
That's
interesting.
I was.
Interesting.
Back to PJ.
Yes.
Just Incredible had a match on Saturday for NYWC against Matt Stryker. And it was supposed to be some sort of gentleman's match where they were like, no running the ropes and no like weapons or no punches or
what kind of
it was called Striker's Rules.
Just Incredible won, then they would have an extreme or a hardcore match
the next show.
So Just Incredible wins, and after the match, Matt Stryker threw a chair at him and busted him open hard.
Is that exactly what happened? It was a chair?
Yeah. Sure.
And Justin was none too happy about it and went off on him in the locker room.
Basically.
Good. And he talked about it. He was like, yeah, you're right. I was pissed off. He said on his daily blog. He was like, yeah, I was pissed off. And he's like, don't forget, we have another match coming up. And, you know, you can expect some payback.
A receipt.
If you will, daddy.
A receipt.
It's better than me. I'm pissed off. <on.
laughs> Yeah, right.
A receipt, if you will.
Okay, so we talked about PJ.
Yes.
Oh, who likes video games?
I do.
Video games.
Well, you all know that next Tuesday, actually next week, WWE 2K14 is being released.
I gotta go buy that for my nephew.
Don't forget to pre-order, because if you do, you will get a code to unlock the Ultimate Warrior as a playable character.
Who else is a playable character in this?
Well, I can tell you this.
Sorry, give me my Nintendo days, guys.
I agree.
Pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Starman days.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
You know what? You can give me my N64
Tyson
No Mercy, and I'll play that for fucking years.
Yep. That's the only
game. Genesis and crap.
We still play
Atari.
No Mercy. We played No Mercy at WrestleCon.
Sweet.
Sweet.
I mean, Okay, are you pulling up the roster? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm pulling up the roster.
Pull up my dick.
So talk about video games.
Yes. Okay, so WWE 2K14 is coming out next week. Okay, just lower just a little bit.
No.
There we go. Okay. Could have at least played the pro wrestling music. So anyway, this is the first game under the 2K Sports banner, because as you know, good old THQ fucking went out of business, which they should have done 10 years ago when they stopped using the Aki engine.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Nerd talk.
So apparently we have some fucking additions that were released by the company that you can actually add on and buy for the game. They include the NWO pack, which includes Hall, Nash, the Macho Man, Kurt Hennig, Six, Scott Steiner, and the Giant. So how cool is that?
That is cool.
Summer Rae is going to be included as a release, but she's going to be free, but you could also buy the Bellas.
Who is she? Who's so Summer Rae?
Summer Rae's the redhead that's involved with them, isn't
no,
she?
No, Summer that's Eva Marie.
Summer Rae is Fandango's.
That's Eva Marie.
Oh!
Fandango's
Okay, so that makes sense, because for that release, they're having Fandango, Big E, and the Bellas, as well as Summer Rae.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be new moves that are introduced, and sometime in January, Bruno Sammartino, Dusty Rhodes, Jake the Snake Roberts, Ravishing Rick Rude, and manager and pop culture icon, their words not mine, the Lonely Virgil.
Virgil.
Oh my
Virgil
goodness.
Is going to be a free Virgil. Playable character available.
Did they charge him
$10? January.
Yes. Nothing's free when it comes to Virgil.
Oh, actually, darn, they forgot to.
He's
going to
come out of your television and be like, $10 for me.
Actually,
it's a free download till you start playing.
You
and
can't
then
play
his arm
Virgil.
Reaches
Virgil
out.
Yeah,
and
it just stands there with $10.
Yes,
his black arm reaches out of your television.
$10.
You don't actually play as Virgil. There's a table set up on the entranceway, and Virgil's just sitting behind it.
No, you have to walk around him. Penn Station.
With a sign that says, with a sign that says Ted DeBase.
Ted DeBase and Virgil. Yeah, he's not a free download.
At least we won't see One Warrior Nation on that game.
Oh, that guy is the shit.
Actually,
oh,
dude, we'll
never see him again. Shit.
If they have a great creator wrestler, you just take the Warrior and put a pot belly on him.
There it is. And like shrink him down a few
shrink
inches.
Shrink his biceps down.
Yeah.
Give
Didn't
him, like,
Sid
fucking...
break his leg once?
And make him impossible to control?
Yes.
Wait, I know. Charlie Haas.
Charlie Haas just runs the ropes.
Yes, he does.
Knocks off Lily Garcia.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and you can't play as One Warrior Nation, but every time you win, like, a battle royal, he comes out to raise your hand.
Yeah, heel or face.
Heel or face.
And then Lifeguard comes out.
And then the Warlord
every
comes
match,
in.
Then the Warlord comes yeah, in.
In the middle of every joke. Match, you just hear Kevin Matthews yelling in the back.
Yes.
No, we can just see him run down the road. We can see him run down and just say,
no.
What the fuck is this?
No, Kevin Matthews
Excuse
comes
me.
Out.
He's just no, he wants some grilled chicken fingers.
His hips don't lie.
Excuse me?
She's about to burst.
Wow.
Led Hummer.
Oh, boy.
He did fart in our face.
Yes, he did. We were actually at Denny's. After party at Denny's, our waiter looked like buckwheat. The gay buckwheat.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, take a finger. Okay.
Gay buckwheat. And he decided, Kevin Matthews decides to fart in our faces. And I go, well, that was hot. And he just looked at me. I'm like, seriously?
I should have smacked his ass.
You should have.
Oh,
he
man.
Farted in your face.
He farted in our faces.
Then he'd probably be like, Homer, get the fuck back here. Like, oh
wow.
Shit, I'm dead.
Wow. Kevin
yeah,
Matthews,
it was interesting.
Gentlemen.
Good
was
old
hot.
Kevin Matthews.
Speaking of Kevin Matthews, we have a PWS show this Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday.
In Rahway again, Kevin and I will be there. The Sign Girls will be there.
Retaliation.
It's a stacked card.
Who is Bonesaw defending his PWS championship
just
against?
Incredible.
Just incredible.
Just incredible. Who's ready?
Wow, where did that come from?
I don't know. The bowels.
Well, at least one Warrior Nation. At least one Warrior Nation is not on the car. Thank fucking God.
Yeah, he will not be there.
God, he right. Fucking sucks.
He will not be there. Starman.
It sucks.
Starman well, returns Starman. To action.
Shaq Daddy says he's supposed to be there.
Injury.
Shaq Daddy's going to be performing.
A lot of thirsty
there?
Girls are going to be
she
there.
Thirsty?
She thirsty.
She is thirsty. Yes! He liked our profile.
Oh, wow.
Picture.
It was his birthday yesterday, Shaq Daddy.
Yeah, we wished him a happy birthday.
Shaq Daddy. Shaq Daddy gave us Dan Moff dancing.
That was
which
awesome.
I will always
I was,
fucking love.
At the Edison Street Fair, that was awesome. We saw cool. That. That was hilarious.
She thirsted.
I can't
wait to meet Shaq Daddy, actually.
I know.
He's cool. He's cool as hell. He's a cool dude.
By the way, I told Shaq Daddy that
it's going to be his only song.
I would have called him yesterday, but I didn't have his number.
No, you know what?
I thought that was pretty funny.
his follow-up, he's going to meet some like thick sister. It's going to be She Hungry.
She Hungry.
She wants Big Macs and cheeseburgers.
She Hungry.
She Hungry.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Get her a Big Mac because she Hungry.
She Hungry.
She Hungry.
And then his follow-up is, no, really, the bitch is hungry.
And that's it.
Every time I see a Gatorade bottle, I just start shaking my head.
Oh my god.
So come to PWS and Rahway on Saturday to see Shaq Daddy.
Hell
potentially,
yeah.
And Bonesaw and Just Incredible and Fat Kevin Matthews. Did you hear him crying? I didn't finish the recent 2.5 Wrestlers, but he was bitching and moaning that he's been putting on weight lately.
Oh, really?
He said he looked awful
at the last
show.
Too much grilled chicken fingers.
He thought he looked awful at the last show.
Yeah, which is why, like, when I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning in the shitter and I'm checking Facebook and I fucking see Kevin Matthews putting pictures up that he's in the gym, I'm like, dude, go back to bed.
We all can't look like Tony.
I try.
I know.
I try. Hey, do we want to make up an FMK real quick that we could play for the ladies?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
We usually do it with women, but we can
slap
them together.
Let's do it with guys for the girls.
Do you want to do a PWS theme?
PWS-themed FMK.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay. Do you have the opening number for our game?
Yes, I do. We could do that. I just thought we were maybe going to talk about it, but...
Make it louder.
I can't.
It's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
I love that.
This is cool.
That wasn't so bad. I noticed I have to start re-editing stuff to make things louder, but it's a work in progress, this beautiful show of ours. Okay.
It's wrestling. It's always a work.
Now, you guys don't have any say in who we come up with. We have to come up with this. So any kind of noises will give us a gauge as to whether or not we're on the right track. Okay, PWS roster.
Okay, we got to go with the champ.
For real?
Yeah.
Put
Bonesaw in there.
Okay, all right, I'll put Bonesaw in.
Bonesaw.
He's ready.
He's ready.
Oh, he's ready.
Oh, he's ready.
He's ready.
He's definitely ready.
I'm thinking Lucifer Darkseid.
No. You like that?
All right, well, let's make a short list. I'll put Lucifer on here.
Okay, and then we'll vote.
You want to put New Jack on here?
No, like current guys.
Like current roster guys.
Didn't New Jack call Kevin Matthews a nigga?
You go about it.
There it is. There's the word. There's
nigga
the word.
What? Nigga who?
I'm a nigga.
I'll play this all
nigga
night.
Who?
I'm a nigga.
God damn it.
That was for you, Matt. You like that, Matt?
Alrighty.
All right, there we go.
Kevin's over here like, what the hell?
Kevin's glad he came out tonight.
Yeah, sure am. Always is.
All right, so who else is on the roster that we might throw in there?
We have a lot of people.
There's a lot of guys on there.
The Revolting Blob.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, I got it.
I told him
Lucifer
we were
Dark
buy
Side.
His merch.
Revolting Blob.
Kathy's will buy the
King
Crow. How about the Jewosaurus?
That's awesome.
The Jewosaurus.
How about Burt Bawkins?
Burt Bawkins. Burt Bawkins.
Freight, a real person?
How about Freight Train?
Freight
Train,
yes.
Yeah,
wait, you guys ever hear a Freight Train promo?
We want the lifeguard.
Oh my God.
They had him.
Kevin,
he cool.
Have you ever heard a Freight Train promo?
I know the Freight Train.
But have you ever heard a promo?
Okay, while you're punching that up.
He called into 2.5 Wrestlers, I heard him.
Oh, it's
hello, Kevin Matthews.
Yes.
All right, so
hello.
You want to do Lucifer, Revolting Blob, and Freight Train? I think we got our three.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That sounds good?
That sounds good to me.
Right, what do you think, Matt?
All righty.
All right, Matt's in. Oh, no.
Good
what?
Lord.
What are you doing?
I'm just pulling up a Freight Train promo. Not yet. I got this.
All right,
just start with the game. I'll get there.
Okay. Let's start with Christine.
Okay.
So what's you up? Have Lucifer Darkseid, the Revolting Blob, and Freight Train.
Freight Train.
Who do you F, who do you M, and who do you K?
Oh,
this is my bathroom break.
Yeah. Oh God, who do I? Maybe the blob. The blob.
You bang the blob.
What?
All right.
Sounds good. Any particular reason?
I don't know.
So you got?
I mean, look at the three you gave me. There's not much of a. There's really nothing there.
See, I love this because you never know how to tread in answering the question.
I know. Like, I don't know.
Didn't we have Missy High and everybody wanted it? What was the one that we did where everybody was just like, yeah, well, I just want to kill all three of them. Oh, it was Kevin and I. We had like Miley Cyrus. Hey, Kev.
Who was twerking?
Yeah.
Kev, who was
yeah.
on that FMK? Oh, Nicki Minaj. Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
Kesha.
Oof.
Yeah, it was Nicki Minaj, Miley Cyrus, and somebody else. I forget. Yeah. Oh, Lady Gaga.
And we said we wanted to kill them all.
Everybody wanted to kill them all.
All right, so we are.
You want to kill them all, too?
So we're banging the blob.
Well, I'm not banging the blob.
Who are we marrying?
Neither. Yes. No, you got to pick one. Come on.
Hell no. I'll stay single.
That's how the game ends. She'll just stay single.
Yeah.
But you will still bang the blob and then stay single. Call it a day.
One night stand.
One night stand with the revolting blob.
That's just, it.
I hope he's listening. So he knows.
I hope not.
I hope he is.
He is going to want you to pinch his leg. I think he gets
well,
a little
doesn't he say like every Facebook site that he's horny?
All the time.
OMG.
Yeah.
But does he like dudes?
Maybe.
Oh, they might get along with the wizard. You might like Nelson's and Strong Grips.
Okay, so you're not touching Lucifer or Freight Train?
Poor Freight Train gets no love.
I don't think she likes black people.
I didn't say that.
I don't think that's it.
I think that's Matt on the couch.
No, it's not.
Sitting in Matt's seat.
She speaks English well. It can't be Matt.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So you're killing Lucifer and Freight Train.
Yeah, why
not? Now that you think of it, it does sound kind of racist.
See?
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
So you had to come back racist. And jump in?
Kevin's back.
I heard racism. All right, what about you over there?
Humma.
Who's
Kevin just hearing racism along. Here is like somebody hearing Jesus at church.
Yeah.
Humma.
Who's the F? Who do we F?
Who do we F?
And reasons.
I think we're all F'd playing this game.
Look at the people you chose, damn.
Beggars can't be choosers. Is that how it goes?
If I gotta choose one.
Yes.
I'll go with the dark side there.
All right.
It's a lot of man.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of man.
It's a whole lot of man.
Yo, as big as he is, I hear that he could still see it.
You mean he doesn't have dick dude disease?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, my. Oh, boy.
See what you missed? See what you missed, Christy?
who are you marrying?
I'm married to Blob. He's kind of cute. He wears purple.
And a mask.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a movie career. And a movie
just
career.
Kill off Freight Train.
So, and you're just gonna kill poor Freight Train.
Oh my god.
Freight Train gets no love from
That's
anybody. At least I didn't kill him off though.
Look, right. Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. Speaking of Freight Train, I pulled up this promo. I've never heard it, but it says the greatest promo of all time.
Oh. Something's really wrong with that thing.
Hold on.
Hey, Dynamite, listen up. This Freight Train told you you're gonna get your butt whooped at all times, Dynamite. See there, you don't mess with the train, Dynamite. I done whooped your punk ass around Franklin, North Carolina. Now it's my opportunity to get the belt, Dynamite. I'm going to be the new ACCW champion. And I told you, you can't handle the freight train. And you got kaboom, too, Dynamite. If I kaboomed your ass, Dynamite.
See there,
thank you, know everything. And look up, Dynamite. You met your own match. I met the freight train.
Ashy Rhodes.
It was my opportunity to tell you what. That's why the fans like to meet selling you, Dynamite.
He looks like Ahmed Johnson there.
Because they like my good look. They love the way I do
Ahmed
the
Johnson
They love that,
Didn't
Dynamite.
He get back too?
They like everything about me. That's
Ramp
why
stew.
You miss
my
bag. I can blow it up your face.
Bubblegum. Shrimp stew, shrimp scampi.
That is amazing.
Wow.
And he will be at PWS Saturday.
Guest commissioner.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Guest
promo time for Freight Train.
Sweet.
God.
That's all we need.
Right up in the front row.
Promo
all, right, so
all
who
day.
Who wins this game?
Isn't it the you both win.
We're both winners.
There are no winners.
There are no winners.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to the Shining
Wizards.
Well,
at least I'm not, you know, like my grandmother. She was on a game show once, too. It was called Torture.
What?
That sounds terrible.
It's called Torture.
It was like the worst game show of all time.
I was so late on that. I
didn't think hey, Mussolini asked the questions, and you better have the right answers.
Wait. Wow.
We are learning a lot tonight.
Mussolini motherfucker.
And they used real lightning, too. To play lightning. Life sucks. And then you die.
I'm Lincoln McMahon, and I approve this message.
Oh, P.S. By the way, Linda McMahon, I met her at Access. She was actually pretty cool.
She was nice?
Yeah, she was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
She's old. She wasn't that nice, but Linda McMahon was pretty cool.
Remember when Linda took that stunner?
Oh, yeah.
That was
she
sweet.
Just fell silent. She's like, eh.
Well, wasn't she like in like some sort of trance or something and then gave Vince a low blow? At, like,
yeah, when he was with Trish.
Speaking of low blows.
Oh, yeah, Trish
loves. I don't want to blow here.
Up close and personal.
Freight Train
grapefruits.
Is still talking.
Up close and personal with the grapefruits.
Barely. It blows on my smooth belly. But look at my body now.
Oh, my God.
And one more day before I get gone. You feel a choo-choo and stuff.
You're feeling more than
feel
that.
Feel choo-choo, calm the champ now.
Man, that's about 7 minutes of my life if I won't get back.
Thanks, oh Fred. Thanks, Fred.
A good old Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred.
Do we have a gay moment?
No, we don't.
Okay, sorry. We're not playing gay moments tonight.
We don't game have a gay moment right now.
Yeah, we have what? Gay moments in wrestling history. We haven't played it in a while.
Oh, my God.
It has been a good minute since we played that game.
Do the girls want to talk to Tickles?
No.
Yes. Where's Ori Larry?
No.
Oh, wait. Okay,
OMG. Where the hell are they?
We got to get Larry in. Wait a minute. Larry's got his own entrance music now. Larry, come on. Say,
hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, PWS sign girls. How
why,
are you?
Why are you here?
Good. What's going on?
I heard they were going to see some titty exams, but... I heard you put the kibosh on it, so I thought maybe somebody had some cake. I'm fucking starving.
Why don't you go eat? Have some cake upstairs away from me.
Yeah. I'm so hungry.
Your breath smells like a buffet.
My breath smells like chicken wings because I ate them for dinner. Speaking of buffets, you ever go to that old country buffet?
No.
God damn, I put three of them out of business.
They closed after he went.
Yeah, of course. Fucking ate them out of home and home.
It's not best for business. It's overweight Larry.
That's not
rest
for business.
Overweight Larry's podcast cancer.
Yeah, you are. Absolutely.
We want Tickles.
I need to rise above. I gotta go.
Tickles.
Bye bye, overweight Larry. Bye.
Oh, Tickles is coming.
Tickles.
Where are you hiding these people? Where are you
hiding? Hi, everybody.
Tickles is in.
All the sign girls are on the couch. This is amazing. Oh, and Kevin. I'm so distracted. I don't know who to look at.
If I like the girl thing,
then possibly yes. But Kevin, to die for.
Yeah, so
that, give that scarf. Ooh. That a scarf is that your hood?
It's a hoodie.
You should wear Tickles. A scarf.
You Kevin, scarf. He's quite the twink there, huh?
Oh, hello, Tony. Have you been doing sit-ups?
I've been doing crunches.
Ooh, I'd like to crunch all over you.
They're Nestle crunches.
You look sweaty. Are you nervous around me?
Of course I am.
Why do I make you nervous? You are turning red. Beat red like your asshole after a night of pounding and fun.
I can't pucker tight enough. I'm scared.
The tighter the better.
There is a Hummer over here.
Ooh, I know. Kevin, how about we have a Hummer contest between me and the Hummer? And you be the judge and you tell me who gives the best Hummer. Not that I'm gay, because it's just a contest. It's a game. It's not for real life.
Can we legalize gay marriage?
It's not real life games. It's not real life. It's just contest games.
Holy shit. Oh,
what do you think, Kevin?
Yes.
Yes?
Whatever's best for business.
Now that is best for business. Okay, blast the music. I'm gonna go first.
Woohoo! Ow!
Easy, big fella.
Take it off.
Bro, what nationality are you?
Slurp, slurp.
Alright.
Alright, I think it's time for a commercial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
The wizards are a little tied up right now.
It's a Dick Bringer podcast, pro wrestling and heavy metal podcast, wrestling headlines and metal news in your fucking face, guest interviews, while your hosts, Brian and John, the least metal names you'll ever come across, get completely shit-faced. New episodes every 2 weeks, because they're busy every other week drinking booze and fucking bitches on neckbreaker.net. Follow them on Twitter or Facebook at NB Podcast.
This is Mike Norengartner, and before there was Facebook, before Blu-ray, and before cell phones, there was the last old-school generation. Join me and my co-host, Adam Henning, on The Midnight Jury as we take you on a trip back to the 80s and 90s. We debate pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture, all from WLW Studio South in Philadelphia. Let us transport you back to that last old-school generation and join in our debate on The Midnight Jury. You can find us at facebook.com/WLW Studios, and we are available on iTunes, YouTube, and Stitcher Radio for the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Ha!
Charlie Haas back on Raw, the former Seton Hall University All-American.
There's a slobber knocker here. Charlie Haas here.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
His Owen Hart panic dying voice. We got a problem here.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, Lily Garcia.
From the current to the way back.
Oh, sorry, Phil.
To turnbuckle throwbacks. Every week. Exclusively on Radio Influence.
Is this Freight Train?
Sorry, Phil.
This is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea, from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast. Only on the Shining Wizards Network.
Wow, and you made fun of Phil.
I love
Shame
Phil.
On you.
I love
Phil, too.
It was Freight Train.
It's Freight Train gonna come get you. Eat some grits off your belly. Choo-choo.
I need to pull the commercial that Pat and I did, where Pat was like, come taste like bleach. I'm like, that's right, Pat, shiningwizards.com.
And that's the commercial.
Yes.
That's the commercial. Is there any wrestling news we did not get into that we should?
Well, we are talking to Ken Shamrock in 2 weeks. Next week, we're talking to Mr. J.J. Dillon. Oh, speaking of news, ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Yes, folks, the old school Shining Wizards logo is now available on T-shirts. $19.95 will get you on a beautiful black T-shirt.
That's awesome.
That's
a big deal, man. That is a big deal to get that logo.
Yeah.
That we've been clamoring to get on a shirt for over a year now.
Yeah.
And it's also available in the female form-fitting shirt,
Ooh.
The baby tee.
For tickles.
That's going to be an extra $2.95, I think, something like that.
Fuck that.
But it's ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards, and I think we might be doing a network shirt, too. I just have to come up with some graphic design for it.
Okay.
So get over there, ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Please buy the shirt. We will all be buying the shirt, so we have the shirt.
Yes.
It's not like our typical Kick logo where we have them ordered and we have them and we ship them out to you. It's all through ProWrestlingTees.com, which is a subsidiary of OneHourTees.com, something like that.
Whatever.
Whatever. Just get over there and buy the fucking shirt. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
And,
that's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
That's really cool.
I can't wait. I'm actually ordering our shirt. How fucking crazy is that?
That's insane. That is insane. I can't
just
wait to
insane.
Wear it. Very excited. Very, very excited. You know what we need?
What do we need?
Sign girl shirts.
That's right. Ooh, that'd be cool.
Actually,
Sign Girl shirts.
Actually, before we get Sign Girl shirts, I think we need a Sign Girls podcast.
I think so too. But
oh,
I think you
yes.
guys were talking about it a few days ago.
Yeah, what's
we
up
were.
With that?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's put them on the spot. Let's give them before we wrap up here.
Well,
let me find an opening.
Let
me find an opening song, and we'll give them like a 5.
Oh,
minute,
you want to give them a tryout?
Yeah, 5 minute tryout as if it was their show.
I got a better idea.
Yeah.
You want to open up Skype and see if anybody wants to call and talk to the Sign Girls?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and, then, and this will be their show for a good couple minutes.
All right, so Kevin, stall for everybody. Tell us where you're going to be. Give us some plugs, sir.
Yes, sir.
What do I got? I'll find a song.
This Friday, I will be in Leonardo, New Jersey, wherever the fuck that is.
Oh, that's
right
off
by Sandy Hook.
Dude,
I grew up near there.
That's where the fucking Quick Stop is.
Quick Stop.
Everyone keeps saying
from
there's
Clerks.
A famous. Yeah, Clerks.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing a fundraiser down there for VFW.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? Sunday, October 27th, I'll be in Montclair, New Jersey, doing a show. at Tierney's in Montclair. Good, good place, good vibe. So yeah, this weekend. So this weekend I got yeah, Friday night Leonardo, Saturday night PWS.
Yes.
PWS.
And
yes.
And then Sunday in Montclair, and PWS. That's all for this weekend. And then I have a bunch of stuff in November. Oh, Comic Strip Live coming up soon in November. I forget what day that is. I think it's like a Wednesday. Wednesday in November, I'll be performing at Comic Strip. And yeah, so this weekend I'll be rocking out at PWS and rocking out on stage doing doing some joke slinging.
Rock out with your cock out.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We'll have to come up and see you perform some.
Yeah, where are you guys out of anyway?
We're down in Ocean County.
I'm in Tom's River.
Oh,
I'm originally from Hazlitt.
They're from Buttsville.
Hummer Highway.
There it is. Right down the Hummer Highway.
Okay, so Skype is on, and the word is out that you guys will be hosting a show.
That is awesome.
So we have to see in the next 10 minutes if anybody wants to call in.
Okay.
Call in.
But
do it.
Okay, so we are the Shining Wizards. You are listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
We are on a network known as the Shining Wizards Network, SWN. We now have a Facebook page where you can follow us and get up-to-the-minute reports as to all the new episodes, including shows from PJ Polacco, a.k.a. Justin Credible, 2.5 Wrestlers, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We just signed on Apex Radio and Forearms and Funk Radio Spectacular with our friend the Wolfman, Jack Foley. You heard commercials from the Neckbreaker Boys. You heard commercials from the Midnight Jury. And who are we missing?
We got Turnbuckle.
Yeah, we got Turnbuckle. Oh, my God. There's so many shows. We got them.
Doesn't Pat Buck have his own show, too?
Yeah, but he actually just did, whatchamacallit, with the boys again.
I know. He did reunion show.
I don't know. What fucking show are we missing? Are we missing anybody?
Apex Radio.
Oh, Apex we got.
The Fallen Angels.
Fallen Angels.
See, Homer remembers some.
Actually, the Gideons got, I wouldn't say hate mail. But we have a fan from Ireland who completely shit on their accents, which I thought was fucking brilliant.
That's awesome.
It really was cool.
That's awesome.
But those guys, great show that they had last with Nick Maddox and Jackie Black. I don't know if you listened to it. Good stuff. Really good stuff.
Check out Phil's. Check out Phil Rea's hockey podcast.
Poke Check Podcast. And check out us and a bunch of other shows on Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment, cweradio.com. Those guys do a great job, so check them out.
Check it out.
Dan Lopez, handsomedanslastword.blogspot.com.
Check it out.
Oh, and Bar Jitsu. They're having a beer pong tournament, I think, Thanksgiving week.
Ooh. Check it out.
Yes, yeah, so go to barjitsu.com. It's barjutsu.com. Follow them on Facebook and on Twitter. Check them out. They're great people. They're going to be sending us more stuff to give away. And speaking of giveaways, I think I announced it already. We got a prize package going out to somebody.
Package.
I forget who. Did we ever do that?
Package.
Yeah, we got it. Oh boy, Mike Dennis retweeted one of our tweets. Okay, Mike Dennis retweeted our FMK.
That's OMG. Oh my god.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, he was ready.
He was ready.
Apparently. He always seems ready.
So okay. Should we open up the floor now?
I already opened up the phone line, so if you want to start up the music, go right ahead.
Go ahead,
okay,
please.
So our mics are going off.
Yeah, we'll turn our mics off. It's you guys, so whatever.
Okay. That's awesome.
Let's set it up again real quick about what we're doing.
Those of you that might have just tuned in, we want to give the Sign Girls a tryout because we'd like for them to have a show on our network.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
We need some female love on this network.
So we want to see. Did you guys
Sydney
talk?
Chadwick and Dante have had too much for too long.
Too much for too long.
Did you guys discuss possible platforms of which you wanted to, like, would it be strictly like a PWS sign girl, like PWS show? You have a bunch of other stuff?
A bunch of everything. Like the female take on certain things, wrestling, maybe other topics.
What else do you guys even like?
I think.
That's a good question.
Well, I like music and stuff like that.
I like men.
I do too. But I mean, like, we can.
Sign girls relationship show would be a fucking hoot.
Oh my God.
That would be.
With all right,
so we're single.
That would be the idea.
I missed that. I'm pretty sure I might be glad I did.
And you're the gravy, Kevin.
And you're the gravy.
That's
we also
the
like music
right
and stuff as well. Yeah,
you like a lot of nostalgic, of 80s, 90s stuff, right?
I like Nikes.
Oh,
Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees.
Love your hat, though.
Huh?
I said I love your hat.
Thank you very much.
Are you a Yankees fan?
I am a Yankees fan.
You like heavy metal.
Cool, Kev.
I am a Yankee
cool
fan.
Cool in my book.
You're not a metalhead, are you?
Yankees, Devils,
me?
Jets.
I like corn.
Yeah?
I went to corn concert down in Philly in 2000. Wore my Giants jacket in Philly. I didn't give a shit.
All right, so why don't we let them?
Yes, give them their music and let's
Sign
let them
don't give a shit.
Yes, we don't.
Sign Girls just don't give a shit.
So Shining Wizards are out.
That should be the name of the show.
You're welcome.
Sign Girls don't give a shit.
Really?
Sign Girls don't give a shit.
No, what was our other one? Something, something with the Sign Girls.
Relationship? No, but it's not about that.
We had a better one earlier.
Beyond the Signs.
Oh, the show? We'll have to listen to the show back.
Oh, I know what it was. It was plucking from the...
Plucking from the shitter?
Plucking from the shitter with the sign.
No, plucking from the shit pool.
Yes.
With the Sign Girls. Okay. Tentative name, pilot episode.
What episode is this? What are we on?
Well, I'm talking about their episode.
Oh, this is a pilot for them.
This is a pilot.
112?
Okay. So the Wizards are out.
Our microphones are off, and we're gonna play some entrance music.
If you hear like bloop bloop, that means that there's a call coming in. So I'll just punch the call through and handle it however you want.
Oh, that sounds great.
All right, Eddie, cue them up, and we'll see you guys later. Now we turn it over to Sign Girl.
Woo!
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road.
This song rules, man. Hey, what's up?
Girls.
I'm Christine.
I'm Kathy.
What's going on, everybody?
Woo! Hey.
Party on, Kathy.
Party on, Christine.
So, what's been going on?
I've been just chilling, you know. Work really sucks.
Yes. Well, try working where I work.
No, work where I work. No. I work for Social Services. How may we service you? Do you want an EBT card?
Shit, they pay for their sandwiches with their EBT cards.
I know, isn't that pretty
can you,
sad?
I was asked, can you buy a pack of cigarettes with your EBT
you
food stamps?
You can.
And I was like, bitch, please.
Dude, yeah, I know.
Oh my God, we're getting a phone call.
Whoa. Do we have a phone call? This is like really cool music.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? You're on with the Sign Girls.
Hi, how you doing? This is Cesar. I have a sign request for this Saturday.
Oh, you do you?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
That guy, GMC, is the best-looking man of all time. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome very much.
That's handsome. My nice manager, day, GMC. He's one sexy bitch, that guy.
Yes.
Bend
over.
He's got over. A nice ass.
Bend over, baby.
Oh, baby.
What the hell? Oh my goodness.
Oh
so,
my
good
Lord.
You have any ideas of what to do for that GMC character?
Yeah, I'm going to have to think of some. Actually, you know what was really cool? I made a really cool sign for Justin Credible. I can't wait until he sees it.
Exactly.
We're going to have to leave a surprise for him. He was one of my favorite ECW wrestlers. That was when ECW was good. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But...
Before the WWE took it over.
Oh, and
which
then...
was complete shits.
And then, Tommy Dreamer's coming back with House of Hardcore. I heard House of Hardcore.
But everyone's
was
overusing
cool.
Hardcore. Hardcore was cool back in the 90s.
Well, Shane Douglas is trying to make
it. Franchise. Blech. Blech. Okay, so this Saturday is a big event for PWS.
We got another call.
OMG, we got another phone call. This
Hello?
Is freaking out. Hello, you're on with the Sign Girls.
This is GMC. I was asked to call. How you girls doing?
What's up,
GMC?
What's going on?
That's my manager.
What's going on, GMC?
What are you girls doing in there bothering those poor guys? What are you
Actually,
guys
we were
about?
Invited to come visit.
Yeah. Where's your ass?
You know, it's funny. I'm actually 5 minutes away. If I wasn't working, I'd be there too. But
I
bet you would, GMC. We love you.
There's a lot of humming going on. I bet you'd enjoy that.
Oh, that's great. You girls made all your signs. You girls
yeah, we
all
are
your
ready
markers,
for Saturday.
A little cardboard paper and all that.
Yes.
Yes.
We got signs for you and the Heavenly Bodies. Your tag team champions.
Well, you better make more because we're never going to lose the titles, girls.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just calling to let you girls know something because I know you girls like to, you know, bring food for the guys. Sometimes you work at a pizzeria, all this stuff.
Well, Cole Cabana like likes
20,
pizza.
I'm turning 25 on Saturday, so I expect a nice piece of cake.
You want a piece of cake, do you?
Oh.
You want to eat it also, right?
What'd you say?
Well, I'll tell you what, GMC. I just wanted to let you know that I will personally get you something because you are an awesome person and we love you.
Well, I don't want to give. A nice piece of cake would be nice for me.
What kind of cake do you like?
What kind of cake?
You like icing?
Surprise me.
Okay, we will. We promise.
What kind of icing? What kind of flavor icing do you want?
All right, have fun, girls. I gotta get back to work.
All right.
Okay.
Say hello.
All right.
Oh wow, this is fun. The GMC with the call in.
No, right.
So, we got another call. Okay,
right,
awesome.
Let's go. Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Did I call the PWS Fine Girl Show?
Yes, she did.
Speak up.
Speak up. Speak up.
Well, I was just curious if any lumps were found tonight.
What?
What?
Alrighty.
Any lumps? Were any lumps found tonight?
Oh, any lumps.
Any lumps on the breast?
OMG.
Oh
my god. Okay,
no.
Mine are real. Thank you.
I need to know if I need to get a Kickstarter going or anything.
Well, maybe you get some humming going.
Dude, why are you getting off on my last name?
Because everyone seems to like to get off on it.
Ooh, baby.
Oh my god. Yes.
Wow, this sounds a lot more fun than that boring show I usually call.
Oh! Hey, don't pick on the Wizards.
The
we
Wizards
love
are
the
cool.
Wizards.
They're good guys. They're putting
the
up with us tonight.
The Wizards are great guys.
They are great guys.
Alrighty.
Okay.
You doing good?
Keep it up. I'm a nigga.
Oh, wait. How do they know I'm black?
Oh my god.
Oh lord.
Oh my lord. Guys. Be nice.
So, are big fans of the PWS, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so my question for you then is, who in the PWS right now do you ladies see taking that next step to the big time?
Well, we've got a couple people I can think of right now. The lifeguard, Mike Dell.
I'm going to say Craven, because he's a suicidal six-way champion. And he can really wrestle. You know what? A lot of them really can. I definitely have to say Destruction, too. I can see him definitely moving up to the big
time. Well,
don't
forget about one other person, the Prince of Aesthetics, Damian Gibbs.
Yes, Gibbs. Yes, definitely.
Can't forget that.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, for supporting that federation. I think it's really cool. And
no, we love them. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love it when ladies are big fans of wrestling. I think we need more of that.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And say hi to the Wizard Boys.
We definitely will.
We will.
And tell them to send my prize because I'm waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Do we have another call?
Okay, well, so the big event this Saturday for PWS, Rara Retaliation. So, Hummer.
Yes.
What are some of your predictions?
I definitely see Bonesaw retaining. I'm really glad that Starman is doing okay, and we're very happy to welcome him back. Welcome back, Starman. We're so glad you're coming back. I actually see Starman and Cobra Commander over Slaughter.
Slaughter is with Starman.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's the Almighty Sheik. That
Sheik.
Sheik.
Okay. Sorry. I had it backwards. All right. Starman and
Dyslexic.
Slaughter over the Sheik and Cobra Commander. I wonder who Cobra Commander is.
I don't think they're going to divulge that kind of information to us. We just have to wait and find out.
Yeah. And then, of course, we got our boys, Reality Check, Devin and Kevin, versus...
A best friend, Alex, and his brother, Kyle. Best friend, Alex.
You know, Clark's going to be, like, jumping up and down like a freaking weirdo. As long as he keeps his shirt on.
He keeps his shirt on and his pants up, we'll be fine.
Listen, I had nightmares for months I'm talking months when he took off his shirt. I mean, I had to go to the bathroom, and then he actually hugged me with his shirt off, and it was like really sweaty and kind of gross.
Talk about throwing up in your mouth.
I had to go toss my cookies after that. That was kind of disgusting. But P.S., didn't he get a job at MetLife Stadium?
Oh, God forbid.
I feel bad for
Remind me
Giants.
Not to go there.
You know, can you imagine?
As long
dude...
as he doesn't work in any of the games I go to, if I go to a Giants game.
Yeah, some dude asked him for popcorn. Excuse me, sir. I want some popcorn. Yeah, hold on a minute. Yeah, you're going down, popcorn man. You're going down. Oh, we're done. Again. That's a good show.
So we'd like to thank all of you for tuning in. This is Christine.
This is Kathy.
And don't forget to show up October 26th, PWS, Rahway Retaliation in Rahway, New Jersey.
And
be there.
And be sure to tune in to the next Sign Girl adventure right here on the Shining Wizards Network.
That was pretty sweet. I had fun.
Thanks, guys.
People called.
Yes, we have
the mics
couple...
are still on.
A couple phone calls. That's pretty fucking sweet.
I can't believe GMC called us. That's so cool.
That is cool.
GMC rocks.
He's never called us before.
See, awful.
I'm gonna delete him from his Titantron.
That asshole.
Shit, the Sign Girl should have their own entrance. The Titantron.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
That'd be
cool.
Well,
I could play it just at intermission one day.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be cool.
With the Golden Girls theme, just pictures of you with your signs.
That would be awesome. Since a lot of people know who we are.
As long as we don't piss off Pat and Eric. What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Where are you going?
You said all right.
All right.
Are you leaving?
We're gonna Yeah, we're gonna
plugs.
Wrap it up. Do you? Yeah. Well, I already did all the big plugs.
Okay. Cool.
We plugged PWS.
Rahway Rec.
We plugged all the shows.
Oh, almost Rahway Rec.
We plugged our guests for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Did we plug PJ's show?
Yeah. Wait, Pete? Yeah.
Pro Wrestling
101. Pro Wrestling 101. Yeah, that's always the first one. It's the easiest one to remember.
Yeah.
I think.
I guess so.
If I remember right. Do we have a closing number? If you want, I have one here.
Do you?
Kinda.
Oh, God. Is it something that we've used already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
I don't want to hear it.
All right, well, then pull us something up and we'll get the funk out of here.
Okie dokie.
All righty. You want to do another Wesley Willis song?
Oh, suck my dog's dick. I couldn't stop singing that song when I was in Ithaca last week. Everybody's
she's
like,
the one
what?
That's on her mind.
Everybody's like, what did you say?
Where's Wolfman?
Woo woo.
Ow.
Ow.
I think the soundboard worked quite well this week.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Hey, this is Zebra Kid Joey Janela, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
You know, I had to stop him. I think we played him at the beginning.
Probably.
Eugene, huh?
Bravo, sir. Oh,
thank you for joining us tonight on a very special edition of the Shining Wizards podcast. That's politically correct, right? Special?
Of course.
Special
edition. Not, you said
we'd like to thank the Sign Girls for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having
us. Open so much fun.
As Tony would say, his back door is always open for you two.
Hey.
No, I think it's open for Tickles.
Oh, yeah.
Now we know where you live.
Yes, we know where you live.
That was my master plan all along to do this.
Yeah.
He'll be getting a Christmas card.
And for Eddie?
Tony.
Kevin.
Kathy.
And Christine.
And we will see you all next week.
You forgot somebody.
Oh, I'm Matt.
Matt.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
Bye.
Woo!
I muted the music. My bad. Oh, we stopped?
We stopped.
Duh.